Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live in Lansing with the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Excellence Award winner for Best Personality. This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen.
Good evening, Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. It is Thursday, 1320 WILS. Everyone's talking about this new book, Clinton Cash, the untold story of how and why foreign governments and businesses helped make Bill and Hillary rich. The author, Peter Schweitzer, will be here on 1320 WILS tonight. But first, it is Charter School Week, a week to celebrate the charter school system. And here in Michigan, it's a growing one. Jared Burkhardt, Executive Director of the Michigan Council for Charter School Authorizers. Jared, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you know, right before we got on the air, I saw that breaking story of this of these teachers at a charter in Detroit, University Yes Academy. They just voted to unionize. Well, how big of a deal is that?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty big deal anytime that anybody decides to unionize, but it's definitely something that charter schools haven't experienced a lot of in Michigan. But, you know, that's the great thing about charter schools is we get to allow different perspectives, and especially at, the local level. And so that's what that vote was all about, is just the perspective at the local level for those teachers and that board.
Yeah. Do you support that general idea of having more of these charter school teachers unionize?
You know, I think that, again, that's an individual right for the charter school teachers mm-hmm. in those different areas. It should be something that they should make a decision on if their local area. We shouldn't really be forcing down either forced unionization or forced non-unionization from Lansing.
And I guess they're going to be joining a branch of the American Federation of Teachers, Michigan. Do you think that, do you expect more influence from the unions on charter school teachers?
Well, the unions have been declining for years, especially in the state of Michigan. So they're looking to increase their enrollment. And so I expect that they see this as an opportunity. So I'm sure that they will.
Okay. One last thing. Do you think if we see more of this happening, will this change how charter schools operate here?
Well, I think that's one of the great things about our charter schools is we're free to innovate and we're free to kind of do things a little bit differently and look at things in a different light. So, again, I think that, you know, every single charter school will be able to make their own decisions on what's best for that individual school.
But to be clear, you're supportive then of the idea of more charter school teachers unionizing, is that right?
No, I'm just supportive of the idea of every person at a local level being able to make those decisions for themselves. You know, I don't think that I, from standing here in Lansing, should be able to tell anyone in Detroit, how they should be educating. And that's a great thing about charter schools, and I think that's the reason why we're celebrating Charter Schools Week this week.
Yeah.
Because really, when you're talking about a parental right and a student's right to choose their own form of education, that's what charter schools are all about. It's not about Lansing dictating that there's a special way to receive education, but, you know, there's multiple ways. And if this is a form of education you choose, we love that you'd be able to choose that.
Right. It's interesting. One of the teachers at this academy, University Yes Academy, she's quoted as saying, article just today saying that forming a union, quote, forming a union is about creating a school culture in which teachers' voices are being heard and our opinions valued. Do you think that's part of it, that they feel that being unionized in a charter system will help them do that?
Well, I mean, again, I don't know much about this. I haven't really read much into it.
Yeah.
If that's what they're saying at the local level, then, you know, that's the feelings that they have.
And this is the first time we've seen this, right? I mean, this is the first time in Michigan we've seen this kind of thing?
No, there's actually been unions in Michigan charter schools before. It's not an overwhelming majority. It's a handful of schools, but this wouldn't be the very first time that they're using unions in charter schools.
I'm talking to Jared Burkhardt, Executive Director of the Michigan Council of Charter School Authorizers. Now, you've got some statistics, including the fact that 71% of students in the charter public schools are eligible for free or reduced priced lunches compared to 48% in all public schools. How does that change the dynamics for charters?
Well, I think that just goes to the mission of charter schools as well, because we're really looking at charter schools to help promote and uplift kids that have been traditionally underserved. So traditionally underserved students are usually students of, have free and reduced lunch. They're not of the high socioeconomic status. Mm-hmm. And those are the kids that we're trying to help out. And so,
does that change how you approach teaching them then? Or?
Well, obviously, you know, we've got to look at different student populations differently. And so you've got to, you know, approach every kid at their level. And I think that that's what charter schools are doing. We're coming up with a lot of innovative ideas and programs. If you look at maybe some of the things that they're really into, on the west side of the state, we've got a school that's really into aeronautics and getting kids ready to be pilots. We also have good programs that are focusing on
how young are they
natural resources.
How young are they, those that are training to be pilots?
That's mainly a high school program, and the great thing about that is they're approaching everything that way. Their English studies are more about aeronautics. Their math is obviously has to do with that, and when they go to science, it deals more with being a pilot. So it's those kinds of programs that if you've got a kid that's really excited about being a pilot, then they're going to be really excited about school and these programs, and you'll be able to get them at their level. Same thing with a natural resources schools that we have. If you've got a kid that just loves the outdoors, then let's spend more time outdoors and let's approach our science from that level.
Why not focus right away? See, you also note that 68% of charter school students are minorities compared to only 31% in all public schools. Now, how does that affect the way charter approach education?
Well, I think that, again, that's one of those statistics when you're looking at it. Who are the folks that have been traditionally underserved? And minority populations have been traditionally underserved in the state and around the country. So we're going and approaching education as helping those kids that have been traditionally underserved find a better resource and a better way to get educated as well. And one of the great statistics, too, that we have, Stanford University just did a study in the state of Michigan specifically, and they're finding that students in charter schools receive about 2 months more education, worth of education per year. And in Detroit, it's actually closer to 3 months per school year worth of education.
There are 303 charter public schools right now in Michigan. What are they? Do they seem to cluster in certain areas then?
Yes, usually around more metropolitan areas. Obviously, Detroit has the largest amount of charter schools. Flint area seems to be more. And it's also, you know, really into school districts that you're seeing that are kind of lower on the top of the state's top to bottom.
How about here in Lansing? How many charters would you say we have here in this area?
We have a few right here in Lansing too, which is great. Have a few elementary schools, but I know that they're also looking to expand some grade levels as well and move up into the middle school levels, because we see that these kids are getting maybe to fifth and sixth grade and they're loving their experience, and we don't really have a charter school high school outlet for them yet. So,
oh really? Here in the Lansing area, you're saying?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Right in the city of Lansing. Gotcha. There are some options just outside near Okemos, but we want to make sure that we're allowing every kid to have all the choices possible wherever they may reside.
Jared Burkhardt, director of the Michigan Council of Charter School Authorizers. It is Charter School Week here in Michigan. Jared, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yep.